It's 8 minutes now after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. This morning, we get to talk with Linda Franzen with the Cottonwood County Historical Society. Good morning.
Good morning.
We appreciate you taking time out. Sounds like you got a lot going on today at the Historical Society.
We're hanging the student art show. So it's always a lot of pieces and trying to figure out what to put next to what, and always lots of different mediums, but it's always a fun show.
When you lay that out, do you try to kind of put all of one school here and all of one school there, or is it more
of... We mix it up.
Okay.
We mix it up, yes.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, more. I think it's more by color, by technique, by medium. You know, we try to kind of... maybe even by subject matter a little bit. Yep. So
just to kind of help it all flow
exactly.
when you go.
Exactly.
Now, this show is opening Sunday.
That's correct. This Sunday from 2 to 4. So if you like to come down to the museum and check it out, we'll be open and there'll be light refreshments. So stop on in and check it out. Like the photo show, we have a vote for your favorite because we like to see what our public enjoys viewing. And I think there'll be some fun ones to choose from.
And you have a lot of art this time.
We do. Yes, well over 40 pieces.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So that's going to fill that room up.
It does. It does. It fills it up.
All right. Now, you mentioned the photo show is coming down.
That's correct.
And so that one is over, mm-hmm. but you do have some winners.
Yes, we do. Yes. We always, again, have people vote for their favorite. And this year, the Bird's Egg View by Carmen Elston got first place. The Stare Down, that was a chicken and a cat looking at a chicken out the window. That was by Anna Johansson, got second place. And Boys View was Lorna Hunter. And so thank you for everyone that participated, that brought photos in. And, you know, we do a book on these, and so that'll be available this summer sometime.
Nice. All right, so that kind of wraps up winter. The mm-hmm. student art show kind of kicks off spring.
That's correct. Yes, it always does. And it's always our April show. It's one of our shorter shows, just 4 weeks. And we invite the schools of the county, so Red Rock Central, Westbrook Walnut Grove, Mountain Lake Christian, and Windham. And okay. they are all participating. So we're thankful for that.
Very nice. And you, of course, inviting everybody to come out Sunday.
That's correct. And then you'll have 4 weeks also to see if you are busy this Sunday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Linda, what else do we need to mention today?
Well, I do want to mention that the very last Monday in April, we're going to have, we usually have some sort of speaker during that month. And this month, we're going to have Anita Gall from Southwest State in Marshall. And she's going to talk on the KKK in Southwest Minnesota in the 1920s. So over 100 years ago, the KKK was an active organization. It was fairly short-lived, but Anita's done a lot of research in this area, and not just in Cottonwood County, but Southwest Minnesota. So I actually had her scheduled before COVID to do this talk.
Wow.
I know. And so here I am getting back to it because I've had several people who have said, you know, you were going to do that talk and it was canceled and I really wanted to hear it. So I am finally getting her back here to give the talk.
Well, it will be very interesting. That's going to be
a
good one.
Yeah, I think it should be. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, it's going to be Monday. That's April 27th at 7 p.m.
Okay.
It'll be free and open to the public.
Okay, no cost.
Just come listen.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, Linda, anything else we need to add today?
I think that should do it.
Got a lot going on.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. And the new show opens Sunday.
That's correct.
Very good.
Come
Linda,
on down.
It should be a very entertaining time.
It should be, yes.
All mm-hmm. right, Linda Franzen with the Cottonwood County Historical Society. We appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you very much.
And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.